Yeah, I was born in Argentina. My father is from Argentina, and my mother is from Chile. Yeah, they divorced when I was little, and I basically went with my mother. But I love Argentina too.
Lelio Campos?
Right, that's also part of the story. I was born Lelio, then I became Campos, and then I recovered my blood last name after my mom divorced my second father, Mr. Campos, whom I love very much too. Yeah, things are complicated.
Life is complicated.
Life is a mystery, like Madonna says.
I read about your experience in journalism. Can you tell us something about this?
Well, I studied 1 year of journalism, and then I really wanted to do film, so I managed to escape. But I have good memories, good, very interesting books and reads and lectures, and it was a good year in that sense.
10 years ago, you won the Transylvania Trophy for Sagrada Familia. This prize has changed your career.
Well, maybe. I mean, I cherish that moment very much. And a proof of that is that I have been here with all my films. So I have finished 5 films, because I made another one now, and I've been here 5 times with all of them. Not for the award. I've been here because I like the people, and I have good friends, and because I admire Romanian cinema, and now I think it's kind of like a personal tradition to come here after I finish a film. Actually, Gloria and A Fantastic Woman were, I mean, the second time that they were seen after Berlin Film Festival is here. I've made good friends along the years, and it feels very intimate, and the program is always interesting too. But to me, it feels like coming back home in a way, which is quite wonderful, you know, quite a very special feeling. I feel very welcome here.
Who is Gloria, Mr. Lelio? Who is Gloria? Who inspired you for this movie?
Oh, it's like a Frankenstein of different women I know. It might have more parts of some women I know, among them my mother, but it's really a collage woman I know that belongs to that generation.
What about Una Mujer Fantástica?
Well, Una Mujer Fantástica, I define it as a trans-genre film. In Spanish, we use the same word for genre and for gender, género. So we say género cinematográfico, and género sexual is the same word, and that's very interesting because the film is about a transgender woman, and the film itself is a transgender film because it visitates different territories, expressive territories. So it has elements of a romantic film, a ghost film, a thriller, a humiliation and revenge film, a musical, a fantasy, you know, and documentary, because at its center there is this real woman that is really a transgender woman, and there is this will to portray her and to capture her and to observe her and to create a film around her.
Who is the actress?
Oh, the actress is called Daniela Vega, and she's a force of nature.
She's a fighter in this movie.
And in life. She's really fantastic. when I met her, I was very impressed and fascinated and challenged by her. Yeah, she's very challenging, and I think that's good, because we tend to be lazy, spiritually lazy, and that's not good.
In Europe, it's very well known, the literature of South America, not the cinematography.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can I say? It's not easy for films that are not in English to be seen in other countries. I mean, there is a dictatorship, of a tyranny of cinema in English. And that's very unfair for the, you know, other cultures and countries that also generate cinema, because the access is more limited. It's the same with Romanian cinema, which is so great. It's not easy to see Romanian cinema in Latin America. You know what I mean? You have to look for it. But yeah, that's the world we are living in.